views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. Every Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping us to explore our connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working or maybe what's not working so much today, I had a vision earlier today that I want to share with you all. But first, I'm going to invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into the here and now, right here, right now. And I am going to welcome our producer, David Eisen, to the show. Hello, David.
Dear Julie, and hi, everybody out there in radio land. Hope everyone is safe and sound and warm, or as best we can on these snowy winter days.
Yes, it's very snowy outside. Speaking of that, David, this morning, this vision that I had, I really want to share about it because it really leads nicely into our conversation about caring for the soul. And I got up and got on Facebook, and I rarely ever go to my news feed. I just, by choice, don't do that. I stay connected intentionally with my friends that I'm connected to. I'm really intentional about other groups and pages, and I really rarely ever go to my news feed. However, this morning I go to the news feed, and it was really quite shocking to me. You know, I have a lot of Facebook friends, and let me put it this way: there were so many posts about, let's just say, current news, weather, sports, and recipes. I have to add recipes to it now. So the news, the weather, the sports, and the recipes. But there was so much going on in judgment and arguing and debating and criticizing. It was just really, it was really interesting. So I have to tell you what I did. Are you still with me, David?
I am right here, and I'm writing a recipe right now.
Okay. I have a really good recipe to share with everybody. However, I had a really yummy soup today for lunch. So I go on my Facebook page, and I decided to ask people, what really matters? What matters to you? What really matters? And oh my gosh, the list, the responses on my personal page were so beautiful and so many. It was amazing. There was talk about joy, happiness, friends, family, health, peace, love, wholeness, our values, non-judgment, sustainability, acceptance, heart-centered work, wholeness. And I have to tell you, almost every single response said something about connection to self, connection to divine source, connection to our loved ones, connection to others. So many of them talked about connection. So the vision that I had, I mustn't forget that, the vision that I had when I opened that Facebook feed and I was looking at it, I saw My friend Barbara Marks Hubbard has what she calls the Wheel of Co-Creation, which is this round circular sphere that has 12 different colored spheres that come out like what do you call that on a wheel? The spokes.
Spokes.
The spokes of the wheel, yeah. So she has these 12 different domains, and in the center of the wheel is our connectedness to source, to the resonant field, to our essential self. And yet, on I have these noises happening coming out of nowhere. On this wheel, what I literally saw that just came alive was this merry-go-round of people on the wheel as if they were going around on a carousel. And they were just going up and down around the wheel, staying very separate and isolated and alone as they were conversing about all of these things and posting. And it really wasn't what they wanted to say. It really wasn't connecting them to the people that they love. It wasn't connecting them to the things that are important. It wasn't connecting them to their values and their essential self. They were just going around and around on this carousel on the outer edges, staying in that surface place of safe conversation, complaining about the news, weather, sports, or recipes. It was this fascinating vision. So with that, David, our topic for today is caring for the soul. And we had planned this conversation way before I had that, but I thought it was really fascinating what I saw when I opened Facebook this morning. I want to read one of my friends from Copenhagen, Anita, wrote. It's really beautiful. She says, "It matters to love myself, family, friends, and everyone, to follow my heart and purpose, and in doing so, to inspire others to do the same. When we do this, we take care of ourselves and have more to share with each other. We feel connected, allowing and receiving and giving more and more." And what a beautiful response. I wish I could read every one of them because they're so beautiful. But David, let's start with caring for the soul. What the heck does that mean? And you and I really talk about it as in the essential self, allowing the essential self to emerge and really caring for that aspect. What do you want to say about that today?
Well, I think, first of all, that the word soul, you know, is laden with lots of preconceptions. So it's really important to sort of get past all of that baggage. So I would liken at this level, you know, in this type of thinking, I would liken the soul to what we are calling the essential self, which is the aspect of you that is fully present, is in full union with yourself and the self, and is living in your consciousness and in your body. And so when we talk about care of the soul, which I think is really what we're looking after here, is we should think about what it means to care for the soul, care for the body, care for our consciousness, have conscious notions about maintaining the temple, you know, the temple of consciousness and the temple of our body, and celebrating the beauty of incarnation and maintaining the connections between all of those aspects of the body and the mind and the spirit, and maintaining all of those connections within and without. So in this kind of thinking, there's a world soul, and then there's the internal soul. There's a world, the universal essential self, and the individual essential self. And so the idea of soul care should probably be about making a commitment to maintaining all of those relationships and the relationship of the self to the self, the relationship of the consciousness to the body, the relationship of the spirit to the body and to the consciousness, and then the amazing interrelationship between the universal over soul, essential self, universal essential self, world soul, and maintaining the connection between that universality with your individual nature. So all of this becomes a practice. It becomes the practice of soul care. So ultimately, soul care means to learn a practice, a bunch of practices, not just one, that help you maintain those connections at that deeply, if you will, that deeply soul level. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and I love how you're talking about maintaining those connections, because that's what I was seeing. And literally, when we see that carousel in a multidimensional form, it's all connected anyway. You know, we just have to get out of our position on the carousel that's going round and round and feeling disconnected to really see the whole thing. We're talking about the essential self as this aspect of consciousness that's in union with all of these things. It's in union with natural law in the universe. It's in union with this divine source, the sacred self. It's also in union with others, our loved ones that we're talking about, in our body and our mind. And so these are all important things. I love this definition, and I think we have something to build on, but it's radio. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about caring for the soul. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com. Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. This is Julie Kroll. Our guest today is producer David Eisen. We are talking about caring for the soul. I had a nice conversation about really what does that mean. And where we left off, David, we were talking about really making a commitment to care for our soul, for our essential self, making a commitment to this connection. And what that really means as far as practices, and one of the things where we like to start, you and I, in our conversations and in what we teach, is this choice to practice really celebrating the joy of our incarnation, celebrating the joy of being in our body, celebrating the joy of this moment right here, right now.
Yeah, and you know what's really nice is it's awfully, if you will, it's sort of easy to say, oh, we have to celebrate the joy of our incarnation and you know, kind of toss that statement off there. But here's a little thing that I think is very, very helpful, which is the essence of gratitude. So if everybody could understand that we need to start the soul care picnic, right? Because it's a picnic, you know? It's a picnic table. We're all sharing. We're all communing, having a lovely afternoon by the lake together. And what we're starting in the soul care, in the soul care work, is to celebrate the joy of being right here and right now. And when I am being right here and right now, guess what? I'm in my body. I'm full of the joy of incarnation. And a lot of people, for a whole bunch of people, people don't want to be in their bodies. It's painful. You have debts. You have responsibilities. There are things that are required because you're in the body. So my suggestion is to use the beauty of what we call the portal of gratitude and understand that all I have to do to celebrate my incarnation is to be grateful for my incarnation. And the thing that makes me grateful, that gives me the gratitude, is the understanding that if I wasn't incarnated in this amazing temple, at this amazing time, in this amazing place, if I wasn't in this body, right here and right now, I wouldn't be on this journey to discover the essential self. It's because of my incarnation that I get to go on this journey. And that, friends and neighbors out in radio land, is the essence of gratitude that will open the doorway to the celebration of the joy of your incarnation by being grateful for the fact of my incarnation, which, because I'm right here, right now, that's what puts me on the path to self-liberation. So I would just start with that.
You know, David, this brings up a little sidebar here for me, because a lot of people right now, when we're talking about consciousness and expanded consciousness and really what's happening, all the shifts on the planet right now, a lot of people really talk about duality in this three-dimensional world as if it's really an illusion. And we've had conversations about looking at, really when we do that, we're looking at duality with duality itself, that really we are a part of this bifurcated nature, and we are in this three-dimensional form, and you're talking about time and space and what have you. And we can't celebrate the joy of incarnation if we really are believing that that's an illusion. You want to speak to that?
Well, I'm really, really glad that you brought that into this conversation, Julie, and that's what makes you a wonderful host and a wonderful thinker. So thanks for bringing that in, because it's really important. And, you know, you and I have 30 seconds together to discuss these massive things, which are, you know, three-day or six-week programs about soul care. But in the brief time we have, I'm going to try to succinctly say this. Duality is not an illusion. The illusion is that you think duality is an illusion. That is an illusion. There really is up-down. There really is life-death. There really is something and nothing. There really is one and infinity. These things exist. They're everything has its opposing nature. That's what the yin and yang symbol is about. Their duality is not an illusion. Duality is part of the fabric, the very fabric of the universe. Again, thinking and expressing and looking at the world through the lens that says duality is an illusion. That is the illusion, number one. Number two, one of the great keys to fulfillment and one of the great keys to creating the conditions that allows the essential self to come forward is to understand that duality is an inherent part of the fabric of the universe itself. The second key is to understand this, that duality is not all there is. So the mistake is to say that it's an illusion or it's Maya or something along these lines, when the true understanding is that it's just not all there is. Where is it? Duality is contained in unity. The greater whole, the 1 + 1 = 3, the greater whole is in unification. It's one thing. So the easy way to understand it is up and down, or life and death, are pieces of the same one. And in fact, the deeper, deeper, most amazing, deepest thing is that it is the existence of the two states of the opposite nature, life and death, that combine simultaneously to produce the one. So there's a way of looking at duality as being, as what we call a generative form, that the duality, the juxtaposition, the coming together of the two opposites, which totally exist, they create the one. I'll give you one example, and I know we have to go to a break pretty soon. So I'll give you this beautiful example. A man, which is thrusting outward. A woman, which is receiving inward. These are two opposite states. One is out, one is in. And those two things combine, and when they combine in the act of beautiful lovemaking, a third object is produced by virtue of that joining. Okay? if this doesn't turn all of you people out here in radio land to the understanding that duality is part of the fabric, and it is through the joining of the two opposite states, the connecting of those two states, that produces the third, the beautiful life, the container of the one. So that's what, and that understanding of duality and its function and its position in the sequence of creation, right? The sequence of creation, or as they call it, the Genesis, right? So the understanding of the truth about duality and how it is a generative part of the fabric of creation is a deep, deep, deep pathway to celebrating the joy of incarnation.
Yeah, and that's a really deep, intense explanation of that topic. And sorry to do that to you on the spur of the moment, but I hear that so often. And in simple terms, right before we go to break, so in really simple terms, hot and cold could be seen as duality, but really they're this continuum of one thing called temperature. You know, high
right.
and low is this one thing called height or velocity.
Or, if I may, in-breath yeah. and out-breath are this one thing called breathing.
Beautiful. Yes, yes, I love that. And so, really, when... See, I think this is a really important part of embracing
yes.
the joy of our incarnation, because that's a part of it. And so, you know what? It is time. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about really aligning our intentions with this amazing creation that we're talking about, these universal laws and what we do, and how do we really take care of the soul. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Julie Kroll, and we've been talking about caring for the soul and the Soul Care Picnic. I'm here with David Eisen, our producer. And, David, we've talked about lots and lots of things, and one of the things we really want to get into now is the practice and the commitment of caring for the soul. You and I are introducing a program in March, an 8-week program that goes more in depth with this on really how do we do this practice, how do we really be this alignment and this unity function that we're talking about. But one of the things is really aligning our intentions with creation itself, with these universal laws, and really aligning and committing to that, making a commitment. Where should we go with this conversation now? Practices.
Continue to, if you will, put forward the understanding that this type of work, which is the soul care practice, it's work. It's not, there's no, you know, our culture right now is like the thing that you were talking about on your news feed. You know, our culture is full of several things. It's full of this instant gratification concept, which certainly social media and the net and Twitter and our phones and computers, et cetera, these things are all accentuating the immediacy of what of the satisfaction, you know, gaining satisfaction immediately. So the care of the soul and the Soul Care Picnic is teaching us that satisfaction is in fact an illusion. And you need to work. There's a cumulative effect of doing the work. Now, what does the work mean? The work means a type of commitment to a practice. And it's through the vehicle of commitment, which is using your power, your inherent power of choice. It's using the ability to choose to make a commitment. So you make a commitment to do the work. The second, all right, so that's a great big thing, is that you have to understand that the instant gratification thing is really an illusion, especially when it comes to developing any type of spiritual awareness. I mean, there's a reason that for, you know, 10,000 years, people have been meditating and going and doing, you know, doing that. It's not something that's immediate. You have to build that up within yourself. The second thing is our culture fosters this idea that somebody or something is going to give you a pill or a book or a drug or wave some cosmic wand over your head and the light is going to come on and it's going to stay on. Well, that is one of the biggest illusions that I could think of, is that nobody's going to give you your own liberation and your own self-awareness except for yourself. And secondary, which means you have to work at it. That's what soul care is. It means it's committing to do this work with the joy of celebrating your incarnation. Because back to that thing again, if you weren't incarnate in this body, you wouldn't have this opportunity to do this amazing work.
David, I want to jump in here for a second because I think it's just the differences between you and I in how we express things. And I really want to say this. Work is not work of suffering, hard work.
No,
which is really,
no.
It's really, I think, inherent in our masculine forms in our culture today. But it's really when we learn to commit to the practices, when we really learn to be in this alignment space, it's really not work at all. It's a flow, and it flows with ease and joy. In my opinion, it's more work to not do the practices, because all of that instant gratification and everything takes us on so many rides, and it's so difficult, and that's more work. When I see clients and they're caught up in all of that, that's hard work. So really there's this juxtaposition here where the work is really getting into the flow and moving through the universe with ease and joy when we learn how to really commit to the practices and be in that joy of our incarnation.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't want to go down the masculine feminine road too hard here. And I would qualify all that by saying that it's not work when you're doing what you love to do.
Mm.
And it's really that simple. It's not work when you're doing what you love to do. And if you love yourself, and if you love the journey to the self, and then you love being in your body, and you love and celebrate your incarnation, then everything is in the service of continuing that journey.
Yeah, let me add here, too, going back to my Facebook friends who responded to that post of what matters, is when we're in that place, we are in the place of connectedness. We're connected with the universe, with the universal laws, with each other. We're coming from that heart space. And what we're saying really matters to us. We're practicing that moment to moment.
Exactly. And that is, it takes commitment to do that moment to moment. Just because you decided to do that 10 minutes ago doesn't mean that 10 minutes from now you're going to be in the same place. And this is part of the truth of things. You know, it's one of the deepest truths is that truly everything changes, including the way that you feel about how you feel in the moment. And so 10 minutes ago, I might be fully present in myself and celebrating the joy of the work. But 10 minutes later, I might get a bill from my cable company or my husband or my wife or my daughter, you know, got in some ridiculous argument about something with me, and it threw me off and threw me out of that perspective that I was in 10 minutes ago. So that is why it's about commitment. It's about choice. You have to continuously choose to do this. If just because the light came on doesn't mean it stays on. You have to keep choosing it.
Yeah, so in the choosing, in the continual choosing, this perennial choice that's here in every moment, one of the things that you and I teach is that this continual choice literally creates the conditions that allow this essential self to come forward.
It is the essential self that is making that choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so cool about all of this, is that we're here on this journey to create the conditions, to use a term, to create the conditions that allows the essential self to continuously come forward. And after a certain period of time, you begin to realize the amazing fact that it is the essential self that's making that choice to continue to create the conditions that allows the essential self to come forward.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people talk, and I teach this too, of separate self versus sacred self, or ego to essence, or, you know, this place where we go in the bifurcated nature versus fully expressing this essential self as it's coming forward. And we talk, and we're teaching a lot when we are going to introduce the Soul Care Picnic in March, we talk a lot about literally how to align and what that really means when we're really aligning with this divinity of what we have, the universal laws really being on the earth and dare I say, as above, so below. So we're, you know, it's a really big concept, but I think when people understand the nuances of what this really means, it's easier to step back and to really create these practices in our lives that do work in the flow and the joy of everything.
Absolutely. And that's, again, that really is what Soul Care is about. To bring us back to the beginning of our show today, that what you just said, which is choosing to continuously create an alignment between your intention and the higher intention of the universal essential self, choosing to create an alignment with your intent and the universal intention, and then making a commitment to maintain that connection, really is the basis for Soul Care. Because that's who you are, right? That's who you are. You are both that individuated nature incarnate in this unique singular body, and that is filled and animated by the essential self, which is then in connection with the universal essential self. And it is your job to maintain an alignment between those two aspects, just like it's your job to maintain the alignment between in-breath and out-breath, and seeing
and
those two things
as
one thing.
To create the alignment with the station, and we need to take a break. And so when we come back, we're going to do a deepening meditation and kind of pull all this together. So please stay with us. This is Dr. Julie. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Julie Kroll. We've been talking with our producer, David Eisen, about caring for the soul and the Soul Care Picnic. We have a program coming up in March. Love for all of you to check it out. You can go to our website, thedrjulieshow.com, and all the information will be there. And also you can check out David's work at thechakrasoundsystem.com. And like we normally do, I want you to sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation with David. So, David, you're on.
David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. And deep understanding. You know, you can carry this feeling with you throughout your entire day. So peaceful and so calm and so easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David. That was a beautiful sound meditation. Friends, I want to remind you, you can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com and always right here on our show. And then later in March, check us out for our program coming up, the Soul Care Picnic. I want us to just sit in this minute for a second and assimilate the ideas we've heard today and celebrate this joy of really being in our body and being this connectedness, our connection to self, our consciousness to our body, our connection to each other. Really experience the connection on all things connected here as we receive this open expansion, this deep understanding. What a delightful show this was. David, how fun it is to talk about caring for the soul.
It's real nice to be able to do this with you, Julie, because you're so good at communicating these really deep concepts and creating the space for us to have this communication. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a delightful conversation, and it's something that just from this, the merry-go-round of the vision that I saw this morning, it's really, sometimes it's hard for us to practice this, you know, really expressing from our essential self and really wanting to connect and wanting to express. And then these posts come up on Facebook and what stops us from really saying with meaning what really matters to us and really being in this. So it's an important topic. With that, let's remind our listeners of a few things. You can sign up for our newsletter on thedrjulieshow.com to stay in the know and know what's going on. Appreciate your connecting on Facebook as well. All things connected with Dr. Julie. We try to continue this conversation. And I really want to thank all my friends. Since the show started, I think I have 10 more people that wrote really meaningful and beautiful responses. Check them out. I might have to share them with other people. There's some really amazing, amazing responses that's coming out of that conversation. You can join us on the Come Together group page as well, and we'll continue that conversation there. So, thank you again, David, for joining us here.
You're welcome. See you all on radio, real soon.
We will do that. And join us every Tuesday, friends, at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. And I just want to remind you, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.